Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 75, and the Bible verses are 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and through 10, and they read, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. The part of that Bible verse says, hard pressed. You know, I think about the day. You know, from day to day, we have things that come up in our life, in our day. And every day has what they used to call on Sesame Street, yucky. Every day has yuckiness in it. And I know because Satan will make sure that this is the case. I don't care how stellar a day is, there's no heaven on this side of heaven. There is a place where in heaven, called heaven, where there's not going to be any yucky stuff happening. But every day has some yuckiness in it. But the Bible tells me that we are indeed hard-pressed. But we're not crushed. Because this is true, is that every day has the Lord in it as well. And this is what I know about the Lord. He is my protector. This is also what I know about the Lord. He is my joy. He's my joy and my strength. And so it becomes a matter of focus for me. You know, am I going to sit about and talk about every time that I get near people to talk about the stuff that is going wrong in my life? Or am I going to speak about Jesus Christ and who He is and what He has done? One way is going to promote death. The other one is going to bring life. And it doesn't mean that I am like an ostrich, you know, put my head in the sand and I don't see things that are going wrong. I need to talk to the Lord about the things that are going wrong, and I need to listen to His directions about how to make them right. And then not just merely listen to them, but I am to live them out the right way of how to do things. And when I make up my mind that I am going to be part of the solution in any kind of situation I find myself day by day, then I can have hard pressure on me. But I will know in my heart I am not crushed. And so I stay close. And I stay in His Word. And I stay out of the food. Like I said in the introduction, I know the food when it's not eaten in a God-honoring way. It is a shrine of a false god. You know, I'm not a one who gets her nails done, you know, week after week or even month after month. But my daughter loves to get her nails done, and she loves to gift her mom in one of, you know, to go to the nail salon. So I'm always surprised, though, when I do go to the nail salon, since I don't go there very often, I see it. But the particular people where we get our nails done, they worship a false god. They even have a little icon of the, you know, little person, and they put fruit and flowers and all the other stuff, you know, in front of that, and it's like a little shrine that they make to a false god. And I'm not stuffing my nose up, you know, because God wants them to come to know the Jesus. They want them to come to know Jesus, and I want to shine for Jesus whenever I'm there. But I don't, like, they have that little shrine there in the front of their place where they do the nails. I used to have a little shrine of that food, the food shrine. You know, that something went wrong in my life, and I'm going to that little false god of food. I'm going to eat something. I'm going to pop something in my mouth, like going to that shrine. And so I learned over time to stay out of that slippery place. I've heard it say that if you want to avoid a slip, if you want to avoid going back into that type of behavior, you must stay out of slippery places. One of the major ways that I stay out of slippery places is that I do follow a plan of eating that keeps me disciplined with my food every day, to make sure that I get the proper food in the proper amount. Also, because I know what foods I eat and what I don't eat, I also know my trigger foods. I do not covet that which God is showing me to have in order to eat in a God-honoring way. I don't sit and look at somebody else's way of eating and covet it, desire it, because God has shown me so clearly that if I take care of my food by having the proper food in the proper amount, so much more will open up to me, because I have a history of making food a false idol. And if I want to not fall into doing that, since I have to eat every day, God has shown me, have a food plan and don't deviate from that food plan. Also realize that deviation from that food plan is the beginning of going back to false worship, not to do it. That day by day, I'm keep doing what he has shown me to do so that I am not falling into that trap. And let me tell you, what I started doing this actually before I knew Jesus as Lord. But once I came to know Jesus as Lord, I kept doing what kept me out of crazy with the food. But my reason for doing it is totally different. It's not the same as it was before. Before, I knew that not eating the proper amount, you know, the proper food and the proper amount, I learned that that hurt eventually, that I would start binging after a while, or I would start obsessing about food after a while. And both of those things were very tiring to me. And before I even knew Jesus as Lord, I learned that that is not something I wanted to do, and I needed to repent from it. Now, because I didn't have, the reason that I had what people say, you can have the reason of a positive reason, you know, they call it the carrot, or you can have the stick. In other words, you can have motivation based on, you know, a wonderful goal, or you can have it based on not getting whipped to pieces. So before I knew Jesus, the motivation for not eating, for the most part, was that I didn't want that beating from the eating. But let me tell you, though, how the devil can twist around stuff. After a while, though, the motivation was that I wanted to keep that skinny body that I had. Ooh, I got a nice looking body by not eating the way I was eating. I like that, you know. So yeah, that became that. But then, you know, it's like the devil has new levels. You know, then it became buying clothes, you know, buying clothes and, you know, whatever else. Or it became, you know, getting sculpturing that little nice little skinny body that I had, you know, sculpturing and spending time and whatever else. And it became, you know, having a little gold star on me. Sure, because in our culture, having a small body, a lean and healthy body, you know, on the outside, people, oh, they love that. Oh, they think that you have, you know, you won the Academy Award. And yeah, I would eat that up. That became my reason for, you know, not being in the food. But after a while, like I said, I got tired of switching seats on the Titanic. Not eating the food, but obsessing even over abstinence food. You know, that it had to be the biggest and the best, or it had to be a number 10 meal or whatever. You know, no, that could not be the reason. After a while, you know, it didn't. That was got me very near going back into the food. You know, and so no, that had to stop. And that's when I realized that God really, truly, not a God of my understanding, you know, but the true God. I went on a quest to find that true God, the God of peace. The God of peace. And I found him. His name is Jesus. Jesus is my peace. And now that is the reason why I abstain from compulsive eating. That is the reason why I do it. Because of Jesus, his love for me. And I want to show my love for him by following his commands. And following his commands means that, you know, my interactions with people, they are going to be like his interactions with people. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if my interactions are not that way, whether, you know, on the outside or on the inside, my thinking, if my thinking is such that I am bitter, you know, and angry and gossiping and judging and all of those things, these are not of the Lord, then I'm fooling myself. I'm not really following him. I am making up my own religion on that case, you know. And when the religion I'm finding that usually happens is the religion of the way I feel, you know, the way I think, the way I feel, you know. And I can tell when I'm, you know, on that false religion is I'm irritated. I'm irritated. I'm irked. You're irking me. And that does not work. It does not work. And so I have learned to stay in the Word. Oh, so that I don't go back practicing that worldliness that I had before. I want to stay in the Word. Meaning that not just studying the Word. The Bible says that. In James 1:22, do not merely just listen to the word and, you know, and fool yourself, because it can be that can become a false god. If all I'm doing is studying the word and, you know, repeating it back and all of that, that's a false god. It's like the knowledge. The Bible says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, or the mighty man glory in his might, you know, or the rich man glory in his riches. But we have to know and understand the Lord. God wants me to be equipped and strong and to make disciples out of all nations. You know, that call to make disciples out of all nations means that the character, I'm about character building. And if I myself am not displaying that character of God, whether it's on the outside or the inside, because duplicity will eventually show itself. If I am thinking bad thoughts about anyone, if I am saying hateful things about anyone, then I'm not really following what God is calling me to do. He's not calling me to be that person. I'm not that. I'm missing the mark of what does it mean to be a Christ follower. And also, if I'm not taking up my cross and following him, which is like, you know, helping people in this eternal quest that we're about, then I'm missing the mark as well. I want to follow his way. I want him to be the boss of me, and I don't want to be running after the food and wasting my resources. And so another part of that verse says that we're going to be struck down. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. It's not a painless journey on this side of heaven, I understand. But I am an eternal being. I am. I'm eternal. And so I'm not going to get the wonderful way of living on this side of heaven, but I will get it in heaven. And so he says, always carry around in my body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus is revealed in my body. I don't ever, ever, ever want to forget the price that was paid for my freedom and my calling. So no, I'm not going to drug myself about that, and I am going to know what God is desiring of me. I'm going to be in his word, living out his word, not just checking the boxes, but living it out in my thinking, in my speaking, and in my praying, to pray that way, and to pray early and often, and when I notice that I am off the mark, to kneel and pray again, so that he can restore that peace. And I'm just grateful for all the things that he continues to teach me. I wouldn't miss it for the world, but let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you for my salvation. I want to not let a day go by, or even throughout the day, when I don't realize how magnificent this gift of salvation is in my life, Lord. And so I do want to be your ambassador, taking this message to all people because of the love that you have shown to me. You have shown me such love, and that love can never be taken away. And yeah, I want to follow your commands because your word even says that in John 14:21. Anyone who has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. And oh, I love seeing you in my life today. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, that I pray. Amen.